This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. You know, Thin Lizzy there, their leader, Phil Lynott, the late, great Phil Lynott, he is from Dublin, Ireland, and in the country of Ireland, they just shut down St. Patrick's Day for this week. They said because of the coronavirus, they said all the pubs will be closed, and I guess the Irish folks are just going to have to drink in their homes. By the way, Osterlund is of Swedish descent. I'm also part Irish. Don't you think that's what we do when we talk about St. Patrick's Day with the Irish and how they get drunk? Don't you think that's stereotyping? Isn't that racist? We wouldn't be able to do that to another group of people, would we? Hey, the Irish. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's get drunk like the Irish or a bunch of drunks. I guess it's better to be known for drinking and getting drunk than for dying because you couldn't grow potatoes anymore.
Is Irish a race or a nationality, though? Irish isn't a race. It's a nation. Ireland is a nation.
Wouldn't it be racist towards that nationality to
just
say?
No, it can't be racist. It's like saying Mexican. That's not a race. That's a country. Mexico is a country. So if they say you're getting rowdy like the Americans, well, that's our nation.
So if you say, hey, the Irish, it's St. Patrick's Day, what do the Irish do? They drink. They get drunk. That's not painting an entire type of people with a broad brush.
An entire country, yeah. But is it racist or nationalist? I guess that's my question, because Irish is not a race. It's a nationality. So I don't think it's racist.
I hear what you're saying, but the people, you know, when we talk about St. Patrick's Day, that say, well, the Irish, they're known for getting drunk. They're known for being a bunch of drunks. They drink. The Irish, we think of drunks and drinking. Isn't that stereotyping?
It could be stereotyping and profiling, but I'm not sure if it's racist. Technically, you know, like racist.
What else do you know about the Irish besides they like to drink? Again, they had a potato famine.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time in history where they couldn't grow potatoes, and they were dying. So there's two things we know about the Irish. They're drunks. They like to drink. And they died of a potato famine, a lot of them, because they couldn't grow potatoes.
And they're mostly gingers, right? That's not.
And they're mostly redheads.
Now, do Irish wear kilts, or is that the Scottish?
I think that's more Scottish.
Who does the bagpipes? The Scottish?
I think that's more Scottish too. But I think the Irish do that a little bit too. But you see, can't all of this, we're generalizing here. Can't all of that be looked at as stereotyping / racist?
I can see the stereotyping. I can see the profiling. I don't think it's racist.
All right. Well, anyways, there's going to be no St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, and there's going to be no St. Patrick's Day in the United States either because of the coronavirus. And living here in New Orleans, we have a mayor that is hell-bent, not on paying her federal income taxes. She doesn't pay her taxes. But, boy, she's ready. She's one or two press conferences away from shutting down this whole city.
Oh, yeah. Anything to distract us from the taxes and the dead bodies in a Hard Rock Cafe, she's down with it.
More on that coming up next. All the latest things you need to know. And you know, we're doing it the way we do it here on this morning show. We are New Orleans Live and Local Morning Show. And even though people around all over the country are freaking out, losing their minds, we will try to keep some sense of sanity around here. Because we know we're looking around, and when you see what's happening in Ohio and in Illinois, they shut down all of the restaurants and bars. They can't be doing that. If politicians can do that, then their paychecks have to stop coming in, because the taxpayers are the ones who go to work. We go to work and pay the politicians' salaries. So if the politicians start saying you can't go to work at that restaurant, you can't go to work at the bar, their paychecks have to stop coming in. The politicians have to stop being paid. More on that coming up on the show. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And again, unprecedented times that we're living in right now as America and life as we know it has been put on hold. Here in New Orleans, our tax evading mayor, our tax scofflaw of a mayor, our tax cheat of a mayor, is one or two press conferences away from shutting down the entire city. More on that coming up. But we start our, we moved a segment that we do on our show to this particular time every morning now. And we looked at today in history. And we call the segment,
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 16th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1977, after being with the record label for just 6 days, the Sex Pistols were fired from A&M Records due to pressure from many of the other artists on that record label. A lot of the other bands and the artists on A&M Records said, what are you putting these talentless bullocks on our record label for? This is awful. And I guess the inmates ran the asylum today in 1977 at that particular record label. I mean, the Sex Pistols sold a lot of their first album, and that's the only album they ever put out. But when A&M Records signed the band, the other artists, the other bands on that label said, "What are you doing? You can't put these bunch of idiots on our record."
So it's a classic case of player hating.
Yeah, Coleman. I guess that's another way you could say that. March 16th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1989, MTV launched a contest to give away John Bon Jovi's childhood home in New Jersey, and then they ended up giving it away. You know, they used to do things like that when they played music videos. I remember they gave away, if you were watching MTV, Axl Rose's apartment, one of his apartments in Los Angeles, California. But today in 1989, they launched their contest to give away John Bon Jovi's childhood home. Pretty cool that if you could say, yeah, I won the house that John Bon Jovi grew up in. But on the other side of that, the house is in New Jersey.
Yeah, they don't even pimp your ride anymore on MTV.
No, But they couldn't just keep playing music videos because other channels were coming in doing that. MTV had to go on and do something else. Now, I don't know if Teen Mom and 16 and Pregnant was the way to go, but that's what they
MTV
do.
Too still plays music, though.
And finally, March 16th.
Why today doesn't suck.
It was today in 1992 during a Metallica concert at an arena in Orlando, Florida. Fans dangled an Usher by his ankles from the balcony. But he ended up being okay. But people got out of control at that Metallica gig tonight in 1992 in Orlando. And not only did that happen, but the band Metallica was charged $38,000 for repairs and cleaning after the audience trashed the arena in Orlando. So besides dangling one Usher by his ankles from the balcony, some Metallica fans actually trashed the place. And on the way out, the band had a $38,000 bill. Oh, by the way, you owe us this.
So Metallica had to foot the bill for their fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blows.
Yeah, that does suck. And every once in a while on this segment that we call Why Today Doesn't Suck, there will be something in there that sucks. We can't control history, what happened in the past. And that is our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
All right, coming up on the show, all the latest with the coronavirus stuff. There's only one thing in this country that people are talking about, and here in New Orleans, our mayor, again, our tax cheat of a mayor, she's one or two press conferences away from shutting down this whole damn city. And look, we don't want to spread this thing, but at the same time, we're having our freedoms taken away from us. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So I had a couple of family members come into New Orleans, and this trip was planned over a month ago. This is long before any coronavirus situation, or at least before people were losing their minds over the coronavirus. And they flew down here on Friday, and their flight was packed. There were still a lot of people traveling on airplanes. They're supposed to go back tomorrow, and I hope they're still able to, because what if all of a sudden there's a domestic travel ban when it comes to flights? Then they'd be stuck here, and how are they gonna get back up to Connecticut? But I think I know a bus goes to Chicago, but they're supposed to leave tomorrow, and they're looking into seeing if anything. And by the way, this is the first time my 21-year-old nephew was in New Orleans, and I was showing him around the city, and he had a great time this past weekend. Although he asked the question a few times, and then he would remember what was going on, but he asked the question a few times. Are there usually more people around? Because around New Orleans, I'll tell you, you could tell something's going on because there's not, for a weekend, especially a weekend, a beautiful weekend, which it was in March, there was hardly anything. There wasn't nearly as many people running around the city of New Orleans as there usually are.
They were being chased off. That's why. There were people out there, but every 30 minutes, the NOPD would just go around and make people go home and clear the streets. So there were people out there.
And we're going to talk more about that coming up. And what's interesting is we did take a streetcar yesterday from downtown, uptown. We were going to go to the zoo. And we had a great brunch at Audubon. It's fantastic. And they're known for their brunches up there on Saturdays and Sundays. That was open, although there wasn't many people in there. And then we walked across the street to the zoo, and the guy comes walking out. He said, no, the zoo's closed. So even the animals, I think they want to protect the animals too. But but the streetcar we were on, we got the last seats, but they kept picking people up, and people were standing room only. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, If they're telling people not to gather together and they don't want people, a lot of people out, I'm going to ask the same question right now that I asked on Friday morning. How are the streetcars still running? There were inches in between everybody. It was so packed, that streetcar uptown yesterday. It was literally a traveling germ circus. That's what it was.
And everybody came out alive, didn't they?
Yeah, but they said, Cuomo, today they're going to curtail some streetcar stuff. We will tell you more about what's happening. But we have a mayor who, besides being a tax cheat, is one or two press conferences away from shutting down the whole city, and which is happening in other places here in America. We'll give you the latest coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you on New Orleans Live and Local Morning Radio Show. Things are different around here. They're different all over America. The America that you and I know and are used to has been put on hold. America is on hold, and it may be pushed further on hold if you're looking around and seeing what's happening in the states of Ohio and Illinois. All restaurants and bars have been shut down, closed. The governments there are telling people do not go to work. Look, if that's the case, then all of the politicians in those two states should not get paychecks until the restaurants and bars are able to open again. Because the government relies on the folks, you and I, to go to work so we could pay our taxes that pay their salaries. So if they're telling us we can't go to work, then they can't get a paycheck until those people can start going back to work. Here in New Orleans, you know, restaurants have now been, they have to shut down at 9 o'clock. Bars have to shut down at midnight. And we have a mayor, as you know here, Letaxa Cantrell, who is a tax cheat, a tax scofflaw. She has not paid her federal income taxes in 8 out of the last 9 years. Yet she has a press conference yesterday to say, we're now working with the federal government, and we're one of four cities where you'll be able to get a drive-through coronavirus test. You know, it's interesting how she said we're working with the federal government. You know how the federal government stays in business, Letaxa Cantrell? By people paying their federal income taxes. That's how they stay in business. And if everybody was like you, the federal government would be out of business because you don't pay your federal income taxes. I don't care what she says when it comes to coronavirus or anything else, Coleman. As soon as she starts talking and yelling at people, all I can think about is, pay your taxes, woman! That's all I can think about. And it's funny how she's saying we're teaming up with the federal government. Well, how does the federal government stay in business? So this woman is one or two press conferences away from shutting down the entire city of New Orleans. And I'm sorry, if they're shutting down any politician anywhere, if they're shutting down restaurants and bars and telling people not to go to work, they should not get paychecks until those people go back to work. Am I right or am I wrong? Do you agree or disagree with me? Text us at 260-9595. I want to get your opinion. How do you feel about this? Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. And so we've just seen in a couple of states, Ohio and Illinois, shut down every restaurant and every bar. People can't go in there. New York City just shut down all the bars and restaurants too. People can't go in there. And here in New Orleans, they say the restaurants have to close at 9 o'clock at night. The bars have to close at 12 midnight. This is all because of the coronavirus. They don't want people, large crowds gathering. We get that. But when it comes to shutting down the restaurants, what are you telling me? Like at 8:30 at night, I'm fine. And then all of a sudden at 9:15, what, the dishes aren't as clean? I don't. And they said also that the restaurants can still serve takeout and to-go stuff. They just don't want large crowds gathering. And I said, look, if these politicians are going to start telling people not to go to work, it's our tax dollars that support them, that they live on. They shouldn't get paid if the taxpayers can't go to work. The politicians should not get paid until all the taxpayers can go back to work. And I ask you if you agreed or disagreed
with me.
And coming up, we will have some of your texts. And I'll tell you, every time our mayor opens her mouth and starts talking about something, all I can think about is pay your taxes, woman. You haven't paid federal income tax in 8 out of the last 9 years, and we're supposed to listen to you here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans' live and local morning radio show. And we're living in a city right now where we're 1 or 2 press conferences away from our tax cheat of a mayor closing down all of New Orleans. And we've seen that happen now in Illinois and in Ohio, where their governments told all the restaurants and all the bars, we can't have people gathering and you got to shut down. And New York City just did the same thing this morning as well. Look, the way I look at it is if you have government telling you not to go to work, and how many people is this coronavirus going to financially destroy? I think it's going to bankrupt a lot more people than it's going to kill. But if you've got your local governments telling you not to go to work, then they should not be paid until everybody can go back to work, because our tax dollars are what pay for the government to do their jobs. Do you agree or disagree with that? And we asked you to text us at 260-9595.
J.R., Royce, Antoine, and Warren all agree with you. They're saying that, they're watching it. It's like watching Dumber and Dumber. They said if the politicians shouldn't get paid if we don't. So they kind of on board with you.
All right.
Robert says, I'm not taking up for Cantrell, but our own people will suffer from this downfall. Only if common sense was still a thing. This texter says, give it a break. We understand that she's a tax cheater. You sound like a broken record.
But how could you listen to anything she says when she has not done what you or I or pretty much everybody else has done for 8 out of the last 9 years, pay her federal income tax? And then she says we've teamed up with the federal government to be 1 of 4 cities where you can get a drive-through coronavirus test. Oh, it's great teaming up with the federal government, Letaxta. How does the federal government stay in business? By people paying their federal income taxes, unlike you.
Gulf War Vet says, good morning, fellas. The bills don't stop when your paycheck does.
Of course not.
And this text just sent the link, and it's it goes to a Huffington Post article, and it's people that have what they call immunocompromisation, I guess it's called, where they have a weak immune system. They're urging people to stay home, too. And I don't agree with that. It's a bunch of people that's sending tweets and Instagram posts like, look at me, I have this kind of disease. Can you please stay home for me? And it's there's some people that look like they're a little ill, and they say, we're at high risk. Can you please stay home for us? It's like they're having a campaign now called #StayHome, where they're promoting what they're calling social distancing. Like they're trying to get people to social distance on the behalf of them. But I'm like, well, if you're the one that's immune, maybe you should self-quarantine and stop trying to force other people to. I get it. You know, you want to stay safe. You want to live. But at the same time, we can't just stop life on a behalf.
Well,
you know?
That's what we're in the process of doing right now here in the United States of America. Life as we have known it has been put on hold for how long? A month? 2 months? 3 months?
I'm still trying to figure out how we even got to this point where we're even talking about closing down certain things, and they're talking about closing down bars. Like, based on the information that we know, is how did we even get to this point where we're so over paranoid. I don't even see how we got here. I missed it. I missed what happened.
Sure, this should be taken serious, but at the same time, I think a lot of this has to do with mass hysteria.
Yeah.
And, you know, bad news sells, and the news media is just hammering that button. They want the ratings. They want the clicks on their news websites, and they just keep hammering it.
But I agree with taking it seriously, but we're going to the point where we're overboard. I took it seriously.
Yeah.
And just going out and living your normal life is not taking this. I was taking it as serious as the virus is. It's just as serious as influenza, tuberculosis. That's how serious it is, so we should take it that serious, not overboard like this.
Yeah, Coleman, there's no doubt we need to take it serious, but there is mass hysteria out there, and some people are absolutely overdoing it. Keep texting us more on what's happening locally here, because things are changing all the time. And it's the only thing in America that people are talking about right now. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. In the midst of all this coronavirus craziness, you know, many of our leaders here, our politicians in the United States, are telling us it's going to get worse before it gets better. We don't know how long America has been, at least life as we know it, has been put on hold. But in China, a 103-year-old woman has fully recovered from the coronavirus. Doctors say with any luck, she could live another 3 to 4 weeks. Well, she's 103, but see, so some people are recovering, even the elderly.
Dude, 60,000 people, quote the CDC, thousands and thousands of people have recovered from the coronavirus. They just don't share that information.
But if there's no cure for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're one of four cities, New Orleans is here in the United States, who's teamed up with the federal government, and the feds are now going to be coming down here and giving drive-through coronavirus tests. If you take one of those and you find out you have coronavirus, what are they just going to tell you to go quarantine yourself?
No,
they don't watch it. Hospitals are telling you don't show up unless you're pretty much dying. They have security at doors and hospitals around here now.
No, I was going to read an article. I don't have the information yet, but I've seen an article about that. They're already working on a vaccine or something, and should be too. I don't want to say anything, but
just be smart. Look, take it serious. But the mass hysteria out there is making me want to bang my head against the wall. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund, here with you. In a United States of America that none of us have seen before. Our country's been put on hold for a while, and we don't know how long it's going to last, all because of the coronavirus. And some people blame the media for stoking this mass hysteria. I mean, look, we should definitely take it serious, but I agree. You know, some people watching the media, and then the next thing you know, we have no toilet paper. When they don't realize that, you know, you can get one or two packs of toilet paper and then come back in a few days because the toilet paper will be replenished like it normally is. But I guess a lot of people don't understand that. There's a pizza place up in Wisconsin that, now this is great for business with so many people being out of toilet paper because of the mass hysteria, the toilet paper hoarders out there. There's a pizza place in Wisconsin. If you buy a pizza from them, they are also selling toilet paper by the roll and at a good price. And they have a limit, 4 rolls of toilet paper per household. But that's pretty good. Grab a pizza and some toilet paper.
But you know what I witnessed this weekend, John? I witnessed emotion beat out logic. I witnessed irrational fear beat out intelligence. That's what I witnessed. That's what I'm witnessing right now. Like the fact that these people have to even go that far to sell toilet paper is like, how did we get from that to this? You know, like what is going on out there to we even have to talk about this and people making these decisions about hand sanitizers being hoarded and toilet paper? It boggles my mind that we even at this point.
Here's a cliche that is certainly ringing true right now. The masses are asses, and we're seeing that. In the state of Oregon, police now are telling people, please stop calling 911 because you ran out of toilet paper. They are getting a rash of phone calls different police stations and 911 in the state of Oregon because people are losing their minds because they ran out of toilet paper. I mean, if you run out of toilet paper, there's other things. Go grab a couple of leaves.
You know what this is going to be in the future? You know how we look back and we look at the Salem witch trials and we're like, oh, those guys were idiots. They were dumb. How did they even think that they were witches? You know how we look? People are going to look back at this time in history and be like, ha ha, they got scared and did all it. You know, that's how it feels right now.
And again, we should take it seriously. But the mass hysteria that we're witnessing on a daily basis is something that I never thought I'd see.
And I want to clarify that. I have nothing against taking precautions. I'm not trying to downplay the severity of the coronavirus. It's the hysteria behind it, the extremes that we're going to be over. That's what I'm against. It's overbearing. It's not logical. It makes no sense compared to the actual effect of the virus.
And here in New Orleans, we're one or two press conferences away from our mayor shutting down the whole city. That's seemingly what a lot of these politicians want to do. And when you see one or two of them do it, like we're seeing now, then the other are like sheep.
And then the conspiracy theorists are like, they just want to do it to see if the government can get away with it. Because if they know they can do this now, then they now have the president to know they can do this in the future. Like, all right, we were able to shut this down. And people want it. They're like, why aren't they shutting down the casinos? Why aren't they shutting down this and that? It's like some people even want us to go even further. And that's even scarier than they're egging the politicians on to do even more.
Yeah, if you're one of those who want the government to be able to tell private sector businesses you have to shut down or you can only be open certain hours, you're part of the problem. It's that's scary, scary stuff. As we're seeing here. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. On Friday, I was in Rouse's downtown here in New Orleans. And there was a fight broke out between these two guys.
Hi-ya!
They were either fighting over toilet paper or boudin. I'm not 100% sure. I saw both of those things flying around. But security got to those guys pretty quick. And I also noticed over there that, the toilet paper shelves were empty one day. And then the next day, there was toilet paper again. And then they were empty again. And then the next day, there was toilet paper again. So people that are losing their minds, mass hysteria, trying to get as much toilet paper as they possibly can, I don't think they realize that there will be more toilet paper delivered tomorrow and the next day. And if you see someone, if you're in a store and you see someone take the last 10 packages of toilet paper, you should say something to them.
Chris put this nightless. He reminded me of this scene from Men in Black via text message.
Humans, for the most part, don't have a clue. They don't want one or need one either. They're happy. They think they have a good bead on things.
Why the big secret? People are smart. They can handle it.
A person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
Pretty much.
Well, the sheeple, masses are asses, say what you want. And here's one piece of really good breaking news that we just got. Breaking news out of Wuhan, China, where this started. People are starting to go back to work in Wuhan. So that's some real good news. Again, I don't know exactly how long we're going to be put on hold here in the United States with life as we know it, but that's some good news coming out of
the only
Wuhan,
downfall
China.
Is still communist China. So make the best of it, which you will.
From those folks. It's Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And we know what's going on in New Orleans with the coronavirus. What's going on in Jefferson Parish? What's going on in St. Tammany Parish? Haven't heard much out of those places. But here in the city of New Orleans, and on Friday's show, we were sitting here on Friday saying, how are the schools still open? And then we got off the air, and all of a sudden the schools were shut.
I know you don't think you have anything to do with that, but when you said it on the air, I said, you know what? Somebody heard that, and they're about to spread the word. And,
I'm sure they were thinking.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Coleman, I'm sure they were thinking about it before we said anything. But, I mean, if they're shutting down things and life as we know it, I mean, our most precious commodity is our children, and you got to keep them safe. And I still see tons of streetcars here in the city of New Orleans all weekend long, and I was on one of them that was absolutely packed. I mean, packed. They're basically, during this coronavirus scare, they're basically traveling germ factories. That's what they are. And people are not even 6 inches from each other, let alone 6 feet. So we'll see. And again, here in New Orleans, restaurants now have all been told by our tax cheat of a mayor to shut down at 9 o'clock and keep your restaurants at 50% capacity. Like, I don't know why they picked that hour. I don't know why they picked that number. But they say the restaurants could still stay open and serve takeout and delivery food.
Have you noticed that all the precautions we were told to take either came from us from politicians, government officials, or, you know, what you call it, captains of industries, like entrepreneurs and stuff? You don't really hear much from the medical field. I haven't heard anything from anybody that's actually in the healthcare profession that goes on the news and say, hey, you know what? And spews it off. It's always a government official, the fire chief, a mayor, a guy who runs a business.
No, oh yeah, you're right, Coleman. And the only thing I hear from medical professionals, whether it's on the news or on the internet, they're just saying don't panic and take care of yourself. Wash your hands maybe a little bit more than you normally do. Did you see what the two brothers in Tennessee are in trouble for?
Oh boy, here we go.
They ended up going out in the Chattanooga area, and they bought a bunch of hand sanitizer, and they went home and they were selling it online because they realized that people were running out of hand sanitizer because, much like the toilet paper, the mass hysteria is causing people to go hoard as much of this stuff as possible. So these brothers then, when they realized they quickly sold a bunch of hand sanitizer and they made a really nice profit, they then traveled around a lot of Tennessee, and they went into another state, and they ended up getting almost 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. And they were selling them anywhere from $8 a bottle to $70 a bottle.
Cha-ching!
And I guess some people were complaining, and they got the attorney general of the state of Tennessee involved, and now the attorney general shut them down. And they and they may go after them legally for price gouging and things like that. The attorney general in Tennessee said, quote, we will not tolerate price gouging in this time of exceptional need, and we will take aggressive action to stop it. So, I guess these two brothers, they had an idea. They wanted to make a bunch of money, but that's not being cool when you clear off all of the shelves of every store you can go to of something that someone needs.
I agree with that.
And then take it to your house and then go online and sell it for 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times what you paid for it.
I was looking in the back of this hand sanitizer bottle, and nowhere does it say not for resale.
Interesting.
Not trying to justify the actions. I'm just saying, like,
yeah. We'll see what happens with those two brothers. The Colvin brothers of Hickson, Tennessee. That's Matt and Noah Colvin. You can call them bleepholes, or you could call them entrepreneurs. But
you can call them both.
It's wrong what they did.
Yeah, it is wrong what they did, but they're just capitalizing on people's stupidity.
It's wrong what they did here on Bayou.
I mean, overcaution.
Bayou 95.7 here on New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Yesterday we learned all the hospitals here in the state of Louisiana are restricting entry. And you've got to really, really, really be in bad shape if the hospital's going to say, okay, you can come in here. We will treat you. Isn't that something? And if you're a visitor visiting someone in the hospital, and this is all the hospitals here in Orleans Parish and in Jefferson Parish as well, St. Tammany Parish. If you're visiting someone at the hospital, there's a good chance that, A, they're not going to let you in, but if they do let you in to visit, you will be screened. They will check your temperature, and they will do things like that. But, I know a few hypochondriacs that they run to the hospital like some people change underwear, you know? And I mean, it's something when you see Louisiana hospitals now are restricting entries. And
that's too prone. They're probably restricting entries because of they're wasting time on so many false alarms. You know, like you said, people come in, they overreact. They probably think they have something because they scare themselves into think they have something, and they're wasting a lot of time screening people who don't have anything, maybe the sniffles or something like that. So I can see what they're like, look, if the symptoms aren't that complicated, then come in, because they're wasting time, they're wasting energy for serious cases.
And yesterday in the New Orleans press conference, Coleman, I heard our mayor say that all the libraries here in Orleans Parish will remain, the libraries will be closed for people like you and me that just want to go into the library.
Yeah, because that's what we want to do. We want to go to the library.
Yeah, but the workers at the library will still go to work every day because they have to be prepared in case the mayor wants to activate the libraries.
Would they transform into some sort of, what do they do, activate the library?
I thought of that for a couple of minutes, and the best I could come up with is maybe a place to shelter. I don't know.
I guarantee you there's a librarian out there right now that's at the job, doesn't even know the difference between the people not going to the library because they can't and those who don't go to the library at all on a regular day. To them, it's just Monday.
Don't a lot of people go to the library now to watch porn on the computer? Isn't that why a lot of people go to the library?
That's what I hear, but I wouldn't know anything about that. I have 5 computers at my house. I don't need to go to the library.
God, I remember being a kid, you know, libraries were cool, but now everybody seemingly has a library in the palm of their hand with their cell phone. Do you really, you can ask any question you could ever think you need the answer to, and you could get it in the palm of your hand.
So I want to Google that during this break, try to figure out what does activate the library means.
Yeah. So again, we can't go to the libraries in New Orleans, but the staff, they are working and they are prepared. In case they get the call from the mayor to activate the library.
They have nuclear launch codes in the library that we don't know about.
Man, what's going on over there? Coming up next, we'll tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And it's the time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Talk show host Alex Jones told to stop selling anti-coronavirus toothpaste.
Say what?
Hey, he's the big conspiracy theory guy. But the New York State Attorney General has issued a cease and desist order to Alex Jones, alarmed by false claims on his website that his diet supplements and toothpaste he's selling could be used to fight the coronavirus.
It should. If we had to wash our hands and wash our face, shouldn't toothpaste also help fight coronavirus? It seems like personal hygiene is the secret weapon to fight the coronavirus, right?
Yeah, good point, Coleman. Although if he's going out of his way to say, buy my specific toothpaste that I'm selling on my website and it could help you prevent coronavirus.
Here's my point. Where's the lie? If brushing your teeth with any toothpaste can help fight off coronavirus, where's the lie?
Well, it's much like the two brothers in Tennessee who bought all of the hand sanitizer. They went and they cleared out stores and they got 18,000 jars of hand sanitizer. Then they started selling them online for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times what they cost. That's not cool during this time of crisis in America. We are not living in the same United States of America that we were living in a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. We've never seen anything like this before.
What if he's still selling his toothpaste at the same price he was prior to the coronavirus? It's not really price gouging if he's still selling it for the same price, right?
I don't know what the price he's charging for it, Coleman, but when you're in this time of mass hysteria and this time of when our government is shutting things down because of coronavirus, to use the coronavirus name to try to sell anything is probably
a
no-go.
Yes, it's immoral. Yeah. Yeah, I give you that. But illegal, dude.
So, that's the same guy who said Sandy Hook didn't happen.
I get that.
That's the same guy that said those children were not slaughtered and shot and killed up in Connecticut.
But if his toothpaste works.
No. Anyways, talk show host Alex Jones being told to stop selling his anti-coronavirus toothpaste. Oh boy, that's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7. Coming up next, we'll tell you what I learned on the show this morning and learned a few things. Hang out with us on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So here's what I learned on the show this morning.
I learned something today.
Yeah. I learned that the the coronavirus is going to financially devastate people, a lot more people than it's going to kill. And I learned that Americans, I don't know the exact percentage, but they don't handle panic and stress very well. When you see people hoarding all the toilet paper and hand sanitizer, when wherever they're hoarding it from, it'll be replenished and replaced in a day or two.
I've learned that the way people react to what they're afraid of can be worse than what they're actually afraid of. It's sort of like burning down your home just to kill a roach. Like, the reaction to what you're afraid of is even worse than what the actual thing you are afraid of. We're burning down society for something so minute.
Coleman, I don't think there's any doubt that I can speak for myself, and I know I could speak for some other people. I don't know the exact percentage. But what I'm worried most about this is financially what this is going to do, not only to our country, but to so many people in our country. Yeah, we get flus and we get diseases and we get viruses. And some people will die from that, but most people won't. But it's going to be hard for so many people to fight back financially for what this coronavirus is doing to their bank account.
And I've learned how quickly society can collapse if need be. If something was to really, really happen, how fast society could break down into its primitive parts, and now we have to rebuild from that. It's so easy.
Who thought toilet paper would be the first thing to go? I figured guns or bullets or something like that, but no. Damn, toilet paper and soap.
No, sanity was the first thing to go.
Yeah. It's our commercial-free ride here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.